Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Thursday, March the 17th of 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing with part three of our series, again, where we are revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying how the Word of God is not written on tablets of stone, but it's written on the hearts and minds of God's people. I am having some technical difficulties, which doesn't surprise me very much. So, again, I want to delve into 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, and I don't have access to my internet and my computer, and so we'll be going off the top of the dome, as they say. and going from memory. So again, I wanted to get more into some of the meat of the message as far as the definitions, so we can wrap up this series as we prepare for our next series, where we talk about the forbidden religion or religions. And so from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, again, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, and if you have your sword, please, again, I'm going from memory. If you do have your sword available, please, again, pull up that scripture and look that up for me, because we want to discuss how God has written his laws on tablets. He's not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer, but he's written his laws on the hearts and minds of his people. And so when we look at the scripture, my brothers and sisters, what we are looking at is the fact that, and again, I don't have access to be able to pull it up myself, so I'm depending upon you at home to be able to, again, look that scripture up for yourself. So that way, again, my memory hopefully is serving me correctly, since my computer is not working, and hopefully you're able to pull that up and follow along in that verse of scripture with me. What we are talking about is the fact we depend on books. We depend on pen and paper, or pen and pixel. And one of the most important things, my brothers and sisters, for you and me to understand is we need to depend upon the Spirit of God, because we are depending upon written material that has the ability to be manipulated are controlled. And again, I do apologize, because I really, really want to just jump in and give you guys some definitions. So we may do a part four. I was going to wrap it up today, but we may do a part four, because these terms and these definitions that I don't have access to today because of the technological difficulties, which again, as everyone know, during this series or during any of my shows, is something that just comes with the territory. It's just a part of the world that we live in. And so it is my prayer that everyone is following along with me in this series, because we depend upon technology. And right now, that technology is not working. So what happens when technology doesn't work? What happens when you depend upon the Word of God and it doesn't work? Actually, not having technology today is a perfect example. I mean, I couldn't have wrote the script better myself. So I don't have access, so I'm still doing the show without access to the technology that I depend upon. So what do I do? What do you do when the technology doesn't work? Man, this is a perfect example. Thank you, Father, for giving, you know, for orchestrating these events today. So my technology is not working, so I have an option to quit. I have an option to postpone it. I could cancel the show. I could not do the show, or I can go on. And so now what am I depending upon right now, since I don't have access to my technology? I'm depending upon the Spirit of God. Let me say that again, brothers and sisters, because, again, I couldn't have orchestrated this any better than what's going on right now. So normally I pull up my definitions. I have dictionary.com. I have blueletterbible.org. I have eSword. I have my access to see who's logged in on my computer. And I have all of this stuff at my disposal. Right now my computer is not working. It's just clocking. It's not letting me in. Now, everything's up, but I have an older laptop. You know, one of the things as I progress is obviously to get some updated. You know, I want to get a book binding machine. I want to get a new laptop. I want to get a duplicated machine. All of this stuff is coming. As I grow, I'm able to access more information. But perfect example, right now I don't have access to the resources. What happens when you don't have access to pen and paper? What happens when you don't have access to the Bible? What happens when you don't have access to the Reverend Dr. Bishop? What happens when you don't have access to whatever it is that you're depending upon? What do you do? Do you go on? Perfect example right now. I couldn't have orchestrated it better myself. So I chose to go on. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 3, if my memory serves me correctly, says being manifested. It says that we are being manifested. I want to break that down. That we are letters of Christ. I want to break that down. So if I want a letter, I don't have to go look at no book. I look in the freaking mirror. So right now I'm pulling letters out of my brain. Where are your letters at, brother? Where are your letters at, sisters? The Bible tells me I don't need no freaking book. I don't need no Reverend Dr. Bishop. I am the Reverend Dr. Bishop. I am the book. And then it tells me, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, that these letters that are being manifested are not written with ink, but they're written with the Spirit of the living God. So what I'm pulling out of my brain right now was put there by the Spirit of God. That's why I'm able to pull it out. And then it says, not on tablets of stone. I don't have no tablets of stone. Or on tablets of, or on any kind of tablets. Not on any tablets of stone, not written with no ink. What I'm doing is straight off the dome. How did it get there? By the Spirit of what? The Spirit of the living God. He's not dead. He's living. So if you got a dead God, last I heard, you know, there's a statue of Buddha, and they worship the statue of Buddha. He's dead. My God's not dead. I don't know about yours. And then it says, everything that I'm pulling is from my heart. So, brothers and sisters, this is so important because what I am doing right now is what you have to do on this next series, because what we're going to talk about on the next series, you already know. You think you don't know it, but you do. What I'm going to share in the area of wealth, I'm going to talk about kleros, klero, K-L-E-R-O, a Greek word, klero, which talks about the economy of the soul, klero. So I've termed a word called kleronomics, the word economics, and the Greek word klero, the economics of God. You can go to Google, type in kleronomics right now, what comes up? Nothing but my information. Now, that word, I thought I made a new word up. And I looked up and I found it in an ancient text, and an ancient document that comes up as well when you do the research. So we're going to do a show on kleronomics, and we're going to do a series on the economy of the soul, or the economy of heaven, or the economy of spirit. That's the wealth portion. Then we're going to do a show on the health portion. That's, again, biblical or theo nutrition. Then we're going to do a series later on this year on the forbidden religion. We're going to probably do that one next. That's, the forbidden religion, where the two are the same size of the same coin. That's the forbidden religion. That's what they gave us. They gave us one coin that on one side it has electricity, on the other side it has magnetism. You know, electricity plus magnetism is what you call light. Let me make sure you understand what I just said. Electricity plus magnetism are magic. Magnetism is magnetic. Magnetic is the magic net. Magnetic. Magic net. So magnetism is the net that captures electricity. I don't know if you understand. We're going to break it down for you in the series. And I'm going to prove to you that the devil, Lucifer, has transformed himself. He's transformed himself into an angel of light, electricity, and magnetism to replace the true life. So you got light. I got life. You need to give away your light. Light is knowledge. Lucifer is the gnosis. He's the light bringer. He's the light bearer. So I don't care how much light you got, the way that you got it was through Lucifer, because phosphate is the fifth element of the four elements of the DNA. Nobody talks about it. There's only four letters of the DNA. Don't believe me? Go to Google, type it in. You'll see A, again, going off the top of the dome, A, C, G, T. Where's the P? Don't exist. You got the four letters of the Hashem, Yahweh, Bahe. Where's the Shin? Doesn't exist. Why? Why doesn't it exist? We got Do, Re, Mi, Fa. Where's the Yut? There's no Yut in the musical scale. What happened to it? somebody took it out. Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com or go to Google, type in UTE, or type in the missing nut. Type in the drug. Again, I'm going to do the series. I'm going to break it down for you, but you can get a head start. Or maybe you don't want to pay me $100 to listen to what I got to say. Maybe you want to look it up for yourself. So right now, my brothers and sisters, what you got is a controlled. What you got is bit-like. That's why you're called a human. Hue, color, man, existence. What is color? Bent-like. It's bent-like. Who bent it? Who twisted it? Why is your DNA twisted? Who twisted your DNA, brother? Who twisted your DNA? Before Lucifer, there was no such animal as a twisted DNA. It was called Jacob's ladder. It was the stairway that took you all the way back up to the Father. Somebody took some stairs out of that ladder, and they twisted that ladder so you cannot ascend and descend. Look at the Old Testament. The angels descended and ascended back and forth. God even asked Lucifer, when he tempted Job, where comest thou? Lucifer said, from walking up and down and to and fro in the earth. What are you made up of? Dirt. What is dirt? Earth. Lucifer walking up and down inside of you, a.k.a. DNA. If you want to know the measure of the man, is the measure of the beast. 666. 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. That's you, brother. Now you're looking for the devil out there. The devil is in here. It's important because there is a you. There is a neo. There is a one. Cortex. Covenant. One brain. That is not written on tablets of stone, but it is written in your heart. So everything I'm sharing with you is going to resonate with you. Next series we're going to do, we're going to break down marriage. And we're going to break down something that's a cookie blower. Do you know that there's a female version of you? Men? Women, that's a male version of you. Notice when Adam was created, I mean, Adam is the whole race, not just one man, it's the whole race. And so out of the whole human race, if you want to use that term, out of the whole mankind, if you want to use that term, out of the entire, again, species, if you want to use that term, God says, he looked down, he said, oh, it is not good that man should be alone. So out of man, he took female, a female. Notice where the woman came from, according to the story. It was in man. So when we do the breakdown of the series of marriage, when it says you don't be unequally yoked, that means that you are with somebody that's not you. You're supposed to find yourself and reconnect yourself with yourself. There's a female version of you. Women, there's a male version of you walking around on the planet. Your job is to understand that and draw that to you, and then the two shall become one. The two that are far off shall come together and make one new man. That's what marriage is all about. But what do we got? We got this worldly. What about a ring? What's the esoteric? Do you know that ring? Do you know that's paganism? What does the ring represent? Do you know when you put a ring, what are you binding yourself to? We're going to break it down when you get a marriage certificate. What does that mean? We're going to go, what is the origins of marriage? Do you understand? Have you ever thought, who told you you're on planet Earth? How do you know you're on Earth? Who told you you was on Earth? Who told you you are you? How do you know what you know? Everything that you know was given to you by somebody. And you believed it, just like I did. I never questioned authority. They said, the sky is up. I said, absolutely. They said, the sky is blue. They gave me a colorgram. They gave me chromatics. And there was a color scale. They told me, this is blue, red, and green. And I said, yes, sir. Did you ever look it up? No, I didn't look it up. So they told you that a frog is a frog. Really? Who? How do you know it's a frog? Because somebody told you. What if everything that you was taught was wrong? What if you're not on Earth? Down isn't down. What is left isn't left. What if everything that we was taught was regurgitated by somebody else who was taught, but we were all taught incorrectly? So if you don't listen to your spirit, because the Bible says, again, shooting from the Bible says, walk in the spirit. Something happens when you do that. According to the book that's been manipulated. But I know that what was written in that verse is true, whereas something in another verse may not be true. How do I know? Because the spirit, I have this treasure hidden inside of a earthen vessel. That's what the Bible says, spit out the bone. So this means, brothers and sisters, and again, I will do one more show because of not having access to the definitions, because you have to have them. We have to break down 2 Corinthians 3:3. Because if we don't, on the next series, when I tell you that electricity and magnetism are two sides of the same coin, according to the electromagnetic spectrum, good and evil are two sides, are two different types of fruit on the same tree. And the version of the truth that we have is two sides of the same coin. Democrats and Republicans are two sides of the same coin. If you look at an eagle, the left wing of the eagle and the right wing of the eagle is attached to the same bird. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Brothers and sisters, the eagle's left wing and the eagle's right wing, both wings are attached to one bird. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. The hope is, Christ has hope that you're going to be glorified. And so if we walk, and notice it didn't say run. Why didn't it say if you run in the spirit? It says walk. And what happens when you do that? If you walk, and again, I would like for everybody, because I'm not having access to it, Galatians 5, I think it's 16 or 17. Galatians 5, 16 or 17. It says walk, don't run. Some of you guys, too, you like me, you got to. You ain't got no patience. I don't have none. My father's been working with me on that one. But it tells me, walk. Brothers and sisters, you have to do, please, man, please, you have to do this. Otherwise, you're going to get in trouble. Your life will end up like mine. And I don't want nobody, I wouldn't wish my life on my worst enemy. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, for the rest of this year, should be written down on a 3x5 card. Everybody listening to this show today, you should write down 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3, and every day you should read it until you memorize it. Galatians 5, 16, you should memorize that until, you should read that until you memorize it. Please. Because I've been fighting imaginary demons that don't exist. They're ruling dispositions that's in my head. I don't know if you know what that means. This morning I was crying like a baby because I was driving home today. Crying like a newborn baby. Had to pull over the side of the road because I couldn't even see. Because of what I'm trying to share with you right now. If you live your life in the flesh, you in serious trouble. If you depend upon technology, you in trouble. Because what happens when technology don't work? What happens when you can't? Man, if you depending upon something outside of you, what happens when they let you down? What do you do when your technology doesn't work? What do you do when your God doesn't respond? What do you do when the book that you depend on is burned or you don't have access to it? You better have some freaking God inside of you. And I'm not talking about none of this willy-willy stuff. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. It says being manifested. You are the letter of Christ. That means the letter means the book. So why are you looking for letters? Then it says cared for by us. Who's us? 2 Corinthians, Paul is writing to the Corinthians, to the book of Corinth, and he's saying us, for me, represents the entire epistle, all of the angelic hosts, all of the counsel of God. The big G is taking care of you. Then he says, it's manifested in you. And I want to break that down. We'll break it down tomorrow. Whatever you, right now, whatever you understand, you expect. Whatever you expect, you manifest. So if you can understand that you don't need no book, that means that what you understand is going to manifest in you. You don't need a book. You are a book. That's where the book manifests in you, because you understand it. Whatever you understand, you expect. So if I don't understand how physical fitness works, I don't expect to lose weight. Therefore, I can't manifest weight loss. So if I don't understand that if I eat, burn more calories than I consume, if I don't understand it, therefore I don't burn more calories than I consume, and I don't lose weight because I don't understand how to burn more calories than I freaking consume. So I just keep consuming calories, and I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. Or maybe I brought into this whole diet soda crap, and I believe that drinking diet soda is going to magically make me lose weight, and I don't have to lift any weight. Or I listen to some advertisement, and I watch a commercial, and it says, take this pill, and you're going to lose weight, or put on this belt around your waist, you're going to mysteriously drop 10 pounds. So if I don't understand, I don't give a rip what you do. If you don't burn more calories than you consume, you will not manifest weight loss. So you can slice it up. You can do all kinds of diets. You can do whatever the hell you want. But if you are eating more than you are burning, you will not lose weight. I don't care. So if you don't understand that, you can't manifest it. You can't manifest. You mean to tell me you make $1,000 a month and your expenses is $1,500 a month? If you don't understand that if you spend more money than you make, you're going to be in the poorhouse. If you don't understand that, you cannot manifest prosperity. You cannot. It's a violation of universal law. So if you don't understand Galatians 5:16, you will be just like me. Your flesh will be out of control. If you don't understand basic spiritual law, Galatians 5:16 says, if you walk by the Spirit, you will not carry out the desires of your flesh. So if you're carrying out the desire of your flesh, that lets me know, point blank, you are not a spiritual man. You can tell me whatever you want, brothers, but the leaves on your tree don't match up the fruit in your life. You mean to tell me, you walk around saying, hey, Brother Will, I got oranges, and I'm looking at the leaves, and those are apple leaves. Or you got apples, but it's on an orange tree. I've never seen oranges on an apple tree. Never. So I'm looking at oranges, and you're telling me it's an apple tree? That's what you're telling me. You're telling me, that's what I'm telling. I'm looking at myself. That's why I was crying like a baby this morning, because I'm looking at myself and saying, I'm a spiritual man. I'm a moral man, but I ain't got no damn fruit. What you got in your life, brother? What do you got in your life? So either I can continue lying to myself, or I can put my big boy drawers on and freaking start living the same thing I'm saying. And how do I do that? By Galatians 5:16. Because somebody lied to me the same way they lied to you. And so I can keep believing the lie, or I got to do what it says in 2 Corinthians 3:3. So tomorrow, because I don't have the technology, and I do apologize, I want to wrap it up so that way this weekend we can start our new series, but we're going to move everything back a day or two. Let me close with the last two verses one more time. Please remember, please write this down, Galatians 5:16. Again, memorize it because you're going to need it. Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill or carry out or bring to fruit, bring to fruition. You can plant it, you can water it, but you will not produce fruit. So I'm not concerned because of the fact that you got sin in your life. Are you cultivating the sin? Okay, I'm not interested. Oh, you planted the seed of sin, now you're cultivating it, and you're watering it. Has it started growing yet? I'm still not concerned. God is concerned when you carry out the desires of the flesh. Why? Galatians 5:17 talks about the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit is against the flesh, for the two are contrary or opposite to one another. So you cannot do the things that please God. So my flesh is fighting, so is your flesh. So I'm not surprised, brothers and sisters, the fact that you got a war going on, because the Bible told me you're going to have a war going on inside of you. So I'm not surprised. So people walk up to me and say, hey, Brother Will, man, I thought you were this great guru, man. I thought you was a water walker. And you got a battle going on? Yeah, you think? We all do. I'm just like you. No different. But the key is Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit. I got to stay in the Spirit. So do you. How do I do that? 2 Corinthians 3:3. So tomorrow we're going to break down this word, manifested. How do you manifest the Spirit of God in your life? It's inside of you. How do you manifest it on the outside of you? You got to do exactly what I'm doing. What am I doing? Going off the top of the dome. Technology don't work. Okay, your marriage don't work. Okay, your job don't work. Your car don't work. Whatever you are depending upon for your source doesn't work. What do? You sit out and you cry. You have a pity party. You go home and you suck your thumb like a baby. What do? Your freaking show goes on, homeboy. The show, one monkey don't stop the show. One demon don't cancel my ticket. One monkey don't stop the freaking show. If the technology don't work, you proceed without it, because everything that you need, God has already given you, because the Bible says everything that you need for life and godliness, God has given you everything that you need. Now, you may want a lot of stuff, but everything that you need, you already got it. Therefore, pull it out of you, brother. Pull it out of you, sister. Do exactly what I did today. I think I did a pretty good show today. No notes, no scriptures, no technology. Why? I don't need it. Everything that I need is written on my heart by the Spirit of the living God. And everything that you need is written on your heart by the Spirit of the living God. Stop depending upon outside sources and depend and believe upon yourself. And tomorrow, we break it down even further as we get into the Greek and Hebrew of 2 Corinthians. I want to thank everybody for joining me for this word break instead of a lunch break. So instead of feeding your flesh today, you was here with me feeding your spirit. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you anytime. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man.